On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hello, I'm Toby. I play the saxophone and I write music for the group Homicide. And I'm here on 95 BFM, best radio station in New Zealand, talking about our debut self-titled EP.
What an awesome debut EP Homicide has released. It's, you're kind of came to the scene this year, right?
We've been playing in Wellington for about 2 years now, but it was, as you say, this is our debut EP, so it's like our first opportunity to share it with a wider audience than our friends.
Yeah, you can like hear that you guys have been together for a little while, because it just sounds so tight and polished and also quite sophisticated. Well done. You should be very proud of this EP.
Thanks so much. We are very proud of it.
Yeah, it's awesome. The first track is The Mothership Left Without Me. What's the story behind that track?
I wrote three of the songs on this EP, including The Mothership Left Without Me.
At this point, Toby's internet was a bit too laggy, so I gave him a call on his phone instead.
So I went to Victoria University. I was doing a Bachelor of Music for 2 years before I decided not to anymore. And I had to take a range of papers, including composition, where I wrote three of the songs of the EP. And The Mothership Left Without Me was one of the only songs that's ever come to me fully formed. And I had to get out of bed to write it down on a piece of paper and then submit it the next morning. And in terms of what the name means, it's supposed to be like semi-political, yeah, about not wanting to get left behind, basically, by your family and your community and the people that care about you and the people who made you who you are.
Mm-hmm.
The Reacher Interlude, which is the second track, this was actually kind of a funny story. We wanted to have a musical break in between the two full songs. And so Ben, he was the composer of Reacher, and also he's the keyboard player in the band, he sent off to the mixer, Toby Lloyd, he sent him two versions of a synth interlude as an introduction to the next song. And there was a miscommunication where Toby actually just joined them both together because he didn't realise that they were two separate takes.
Cool, and then it moves on to the third track, Reacher.
This is a composition by Ben Stewart. Me and Ben and Hugo, who is the bass player, we've all been playing music for about 10 years together from high school. And this track has been around since Year 13, which was 2015, so it's quite an old song now. We've been playing it for a long time in many different musical iterations.
We'll be right back.
before is called Ape Mullets. Yeah, everyone asks about what ape mullets are, and I find it so hilarious when people admit to me that they've Googled mullets, and which has obviously yielded no results.
What is it?
What is it? So ape mullets is just a stupid pun on I ate my lips. I think I was in a rehearsal. This is an equally old song as Reacher from 2015. And we were in a rehearsal just mucking around, wasting time, and I was just chewing on my lips for no reason. It turned into a joke.
Nice.
I wish it was a better story than that. 5 is I'm Just a Bag of Bones. This is also from that composition submission that I had to submit to uni. And I mean, the full title is I'm Just a Bag of Bones, I Don't Give a Fuck, which is the only rap lyric I've ever written. None of my lyrics actually made onto the EP, if you can tell. But that just basically means, like, at the end of the day, we're all people, we're all just, like, beings, we're all living on a rock in space, and so don't take it too seriously. It's sort of like a message to myself as much as to other people.
Was Long Player. Thanks NZ On Air Music.